Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
So blue.
I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. Excuse me, sorry. We're going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time, 10 a.m. here, to answer all your gardening questions. So give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're going into hour number two. I know the sun is out or starting to get out. It's going to be out a little bit later this morning, right? Technically, today's the day where you're like, well, it feels like it's 6 o'clock, so it's right on time. You know, you can always, for that couple days, oh, it feels like it's earlier than it is. That's one of my favorite parts of this time. But I will say, as great as it is to start to see the sun and all those things, I tell you, this is the worst day of the year. Losing an hour of sleep. Oof. When you got young kids, you understand what I mean. Or when you've had them, you get it. Anywho, we're starting to think about the garden. We've been talking for the past hour just about a number of different things. And we'll continue to do that going forward in the show. We want to talk about the vegetable garden. We want to talk about the lawn. We're starting to touch on a few things here and there. A lot of insects that might be in the yard. We were just talking a little bit about some. It looks like a green grub in a lawn. They're not completely active yet, so putting something down, just not yet. We're waiting for that soil to warm up. We're not there. We're about 10 degrees away from our lawns and gardens really waking up completely. Once we get a few of those days in a row where the soil temperature is warm enough, then you'll start to see, then you'll start to be able to put down a few things, be able to get ready for spring 2021. We're not there yet. I know we're excited. We want to get in there and just be done with winter and get outside, but if you can hold off a little bit more, please do. That way you are allowing the lawn to wake up, allow the garden to wake up on its own, and we don't disturb some of those, you know, beneficial insects that are hibernating, if you will. You know, they're dormant, right, at this time of year. They're hiding under leaves. They're hiding in the soil, those types of things. So we want to kind of let them go for another week or two. I know you're sitting there saying, well, if I'm seeing them, I should just get rid of them now. Yeah, that's not necessarily the case at this point. Applying any of these products outside in the cold temperatures slows down how they produce. But also, you don't have, they're not, the insect, if it's there, is not as active. So you're not seeing all of them. You're only seeing some here and there. So that's why we still want to wait a little bit. We still want to have time before we go into that next level of, production, getting rid of these insects that are the non-beneficial insects, right? So we still have some time before we do that. So definitely, a little bit more time. But those of you who are getting ready, we can start to pick out some of the shrubs and trees that we want. The ground has thawed, right? If you know in an area you're going to replant some things or start a new garden bed, you can start those right now. A lot of the plants that you might start seeing at garden centers are hardened off, which means they're good for our area, and they can stay outside. Some of them, if they have some buds on them, those are the ones you kind of worry about a little bit more. If the buds have swollen, right, they look almost like they're ready to pop. Those are the ones we worry about at night, especially tomorrow is going to be 28 degrees. Overnight tonight, looking to be in the low teens. So some of those plants that you might have purchased that were waking up already, you might need to do some covering or protection for tonight. But a lot of shrubs and trees, if you're seeing them in the garden center, you know, and they're really tight, which means they haven't started to form those buds, you can start to plant some of those. And one of the best things to be doing, and you'll hear me talk about this throughout the season, is to be using a product like Biotone Starter when you start any of your plants in the garden. Now, you know, Biotone Starter is basically planting insurance, right? Because right now, if you get this, the Biotone Starter from Espoma, it's the ultimate starter plant food, originally designed for the professionals. Use it for everything you plant to guarantee success, even in poor soils. The secret is a special blend of natural organic plant food, beneficial microbes, and mycorrhizae fungi. The results? Plants grow faster, roots grow deeper, flowers and vegetables flourish. Once your plants are off to a great start, keep them nourished with our tones. A full line of organic plant foods, including Hollytone, Plant Tone, and Rose Tone. Espoma has just the right tone for your trees, shrubs, flowers, and vegetables. Best of all, every Espoma product is safe for people, pets, and the planet. You can find Biotone Starter Plus at fine garden centers and hardware stores. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Biotone Starter Plus from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929. So that Biotone Starter that we're talking about here, you mix it in with the new planting that you're putting in. Right on the bag, it'll tell you how much to put in. But it's perfect for those new plantings to allow you to wake up the root system of that plant, to develop the root system is what we want to have the long-term good effects for your trees and shrubs that you plant. Now, the first couple seasons of your plants, you know, trees and shrub-wise, we're not talking annuals or vegetables here. We're talking trees and shrubs, so the bigger leafy-type plants will take a couple seasons for them to really develop. You'll notice some growth here and there, but usually on their third season, you'll really start to see some of these plants push growth. You want to help that along. Get to that maybe in the second season. Use the Biotone Starter. Definitely helpful. It's great for your products. This is the way to start out a lot of your new plants. Now, you know their tones, right? You know their Hollytone, Plant Tone, Tree Tone, Rose Tone. I could go on, right? Now, if you're buying a holly or a rhododendron, don't put in Hollytone when you start the plant. Put in that Biotone Starter first. Use that Hollytone in the next season, right? So say you plant in the spring early, you might be able to do it in the fall or wait till the spring to really hit it with Hollytone. That Biotone Starter will really help you throughout that first year. So those of you who have established trees and shrubs, we're about, you know, a couple weeks for them waking up as well. That's when you'll start to use your Hollytone, your Plant Tone, Tree Tone. You know, your Rose Tone, we might wait a little bit. You know, our roses tend to wake up a little bit later, don't look like much as early. You'll start to see more of them form more into like May is when you're starting to see more of them. So that's when you start to use those. Obviously, like a tomato tone, not yet, right? We're not growing our tomatoes yet outside. That tomato tone is meant for the outside in the garden that way, not for when you're doing indoor gardening or starting the garden like we've been talking about earlier. So we're getting there. The anticipation is starting to get to us. We're not far away from being ready for planting season. Just need to wait a couple more weeks to everything to wake up. If you have some questions, give us a call here at 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we got plenty of time left in the show. I know a lot of you might just be waking up. It's that one extra hour, or one less hour, if you will, is not fun to do. I did hear the pitter-patter of feet above me, so I can hear my kids are awake, but I think they're kids. They don't get the time change just yet. It affects a lot of us in different ways. So if you have questions, like I said, phone number here is 855-660-4261. We got plenty of time left in the show, over 2.5 hours left for you to get in. We got open phone lines. You can give us that call so we can help you out so you can be successful in the garden. Our phone number again is 855-660-4261. And we're gonna take another break here. When we get back, we'll get more into the garden, talk about some different things that you can be doing going forward. So give us a call, and we'll be back in a few.
For a beautiful garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Organic Fertilizers by DRAM. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery, ask for Dramatic Organic Fertilizers. Visit us online at DRAM.com. Dramatic Organic for dramatic results.
This summer, don't let the ground-feeding insects create a problem in your garden. Use the new and all-natural bug and slug killer from Bonide. And say goodbye to cutworms, earwigs, slugs, and snails, along with 60 other common garden pests. Also new and all-natural from Bonide is Captain Jack. Which spin is that? Destroy all those caterpillars in your garden, along with tomato hornworms, borers, leaf miner. That's Captain Jack. It's all-natural.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
And welcome back to the Paul Ferrant Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And a couple hours left in the show, so definitely those of you just waking up, good morning. We'll be here to answer some of your questions and be thinking about some things that we can be doing this spring. You know, as the garden wakes up, some things we can be thinking about doing. You know, like I said, we're still a couple of weeks away from really doing a lot of the aggressive movements in the lawn and garden. The more south you are, you know, you're better off. But in most of New England, the ground is still pretty cold. But what does that mean? We can plan things out and get ready. You know, one thing to think about, do you have a compost pile? Have you done one in the past, or you're saying, you know, this year I'm going to do it? Well, if you didn't clean up everything, or you've had some damage over the winter and some of this cleanup, you know, from your lawn, the lawn debris, the leaves, everything, this is a perfect way to start it. Get it started in the area. Get out there. Get like a composter if you want to do it that way, or just start a pile in an area. So many different ways to do it. But this would be a good time to do it with your spring cleanup, right? Get some of the lawn trimmings. The, you know, when you're cleaning it up, getting rid of some of the thatch, getting that so it's already started to biodegrade. Get rid of that. Put that into the compost pile. Get some of the leaves that you're cleaning up. Break up some of the branches that you might have had into smaller pieces. Those are going to take a lot of time to break down. But those are part of it, right? That's part of the system. But getting it ready at this point, getting some of that material into there, maybe using a compost starter from Espoma, using their starter will help accelerate the start of your compost. But maybe that's what you, one of the things you want to do this year, instead of bagging it and sending it to, you know, the landfill or to the local recycle center. Maybe getting an area and creating some compost that you can use later on. Again, You want to get a composter, a bin, one that spins, one of those types, have at it. Or you can just start in, you know, the side of the woods if you have some woods near you and just turn it from there. You know, I've talked about in the past number of years, I've pushed all my leaves into an area and they kind of break down over the winter, over seasons, and the soil underneath in some of those woodland areas is just phenomenal. But it's taken some time, right? The soil from underneath in a lot of forests, right, is a lot of compost in them, if you notice. Just basically because the leaves fall, they break down over time, and they'll create that compost into the soil going back into it. That's why you'll see a lot of forests are successful, because they're all just, you know, completely recycling everything that they have. So composting is definitely a good thing to be thinking about this season and when to start. They have those the spinning composters, right, for you to make it a little bit easier. Because compost piles need to be turned. You know, they can't just sit there. They sit there, they take longer to really go. But they turning them can get the different pieces down to the lower part so it can get warmer and cook from the inside. Or you can buy a spinning composter, what they call usually like a tumbler, that spins and mixes it over time. You're not always spinning, and it's not something that has to be spun, you know, every single day. It's every few days, once a week, something along those lines to get it so it will completely mix and break up a little bit. The ones in the bins get more airflow from the outside. You're getting more of the sun to beat on it, if you will. You're seeing a lot of those in black. The black will heat up a little bit more because we want to get those compost up to at least 140 degrees inside. We don't want to go a lot hotter, but we want to warm it up so it can cook. It can break down everything. Now, are we throwing, you know, some different kitchen scraps in there? Yeah, we're going to throw some of those in. You can even throw some coffee grounds in there, some different things, eggshells, right? Mixing them in there, all those things will help make a great compost and get started. So maybe this spring, get that on your mind and say, all right, this year I'm going to start a compost pile or get a compost bin. So go to those your local garden centers to pick one up. I know a lot of them are having them early, starting to show. So if you have some questions, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we're going to take a break again here. We're going to be back in a few. Right back.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. The new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
For a beautiful lawn and garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Liquid Plant Foods by Dram. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery. Ask for Dramatic Plant Foods. Visit us online at dram.com. Dramatic Plant Food for dramatic results.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The U.S. has administered a milestone 100 million COVID-19 vaccine doses, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. More than 133 million vaccine doses have been distributed, and more than 101 have been administered. Data shows that nearly 20% of the population has received a first dose of the vaccine, and more than 10% are fully vaccinated. The milestone accomplishes President Biden's goal to have at least 100 million doses of COVID-19 vaccine administered in his first 100 days in office. If the time seems a bit off this morning, maybe you forgot, today is the official start of daylight savings time. At 2 o'clock this morning, time sprung forward, so we lose 1 hour. Hawaii and parts of Arizona don't observe the time change. This is USA Radio News. Some Americans' stimulus payments are now hitting their bank accounts, and it's just 2 days after the bill was authorized and was signed into law. Multiple people have announced on social media that they've seen the $1,400 stimulus payments being deposited into their bank accounts. The payments were included in the $1.9 trillion American Rescue Plan, which President Biden signed into law on Thursday. More payments will be sent in the coming weeks by direct deposit and through the mail as checks or debit cards, but the vast majority of payments will be mailed by direct deposit, according to the IRS. Americans can use the Get My Payment tool on the IRS website to check the status of their payments. More than 2,000 flights have been canceled over the weekend at Denver International Airport as a major snowstorm has struck the region. A winter storm warning is in effect. People are being asked to not travel if it's not necessary. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we started talking about some things we can be doing, right? We talked about starting compost bins, but there are some trees and shrubs we can start to prune or clean up. That we can do here late winter, early spring. We're at that point where we're really late winter, early spring. Spring will start the end of this next week, so Saturday. So there are still some shrubs and trees that we can be using, pruning. We're not pruning a lot of our flowering shrubs that will flower early, your rhododendrons, your forsythias, some hydrangeas, lilacs, ninebark, wisteria, wigelia, those types of things we're not pruning at this point. If we cut them too early, we're going to get rid of those buds for spring. But we do have some plants that we can get, some of your fruit trees, like your apple tree, your cherry tree, peach, plum. Those are late winter, early spring. A lot of them, you'll look to do, get rid of some of the dead branches, diseased branches. We're looking to trim some of that growth, so it doesn't get, out of hand on those. Something like a dogwood, take a look at some of the different shoots and the ones that have just started to push the most. Those are ones that you can, prune a little bit. Butterfly bush, right? Late winter. That's the one where a butterfly bush, you can cut all the stems to the ground right now. Butterfly bush, regrow this season. There's a number of different plants that we can be pruning. You can prune some of the evergreen shrubs, like a yew, holly, boxwoods, right? Some spruces if you needed to, while they're still dormant. Not like a pine. We don't want to prune the pines yet. Some other like shade trees that we can be pruning and cleaning up. Oak trees, maples, hornbeams. I'm trying to think what else we could be doing. Just some of those bigger shade trees can be done at this point. These are some of the things that we can be thinking about getting done now instead of attacking the lawn, attacking the garden beds to really start to wake things up. Pruning now will allow them to grow back throughout the season. I wouldn't be using one of those hedge trimmers at this point. I like to use more of the pruners themselves, even when it comes to like some of your yews or your boxwoods that you're trying to create that hedge, right? What I like to do is get that clean cut on them. Hedge trimmers sometimes will get some cuts on your yews and your boxwoods, those types of things. It'll be more of like a ratty edge instead of a clean cut. So you might see some browning on the top from some of that dead growth. So those are some things to be, thinking about at this point. But we can do some of the evergreens at this point. So really, there are some things we can do. It's not just about, wait at this point. There are some things we can do. Keep your eye out to start seeing those pests that are out there. We did already talk with someone who's starting to see some grubs, right? A lot of the grubs are deeper into the soil, but you're starting to see these things start to pop up. They're not completely out yet because they are hibernating. They are overwintering. They're dormant, but they will start to perk up very soon. A lot of your summer and fall blooming perennials, this is the time when you can divide them. In the next few weeks to get them separated so you can have multiple plants versus just one. So that's something to really be thinking about. Again, we talked a little bit earlier about using like some of the holly tones, the tree tones, those types. We're still a couple weeks away. Let's let the ground temperatures warm up above 40. I like to get closer to like 50. Then we really get the juices flowing in the plants, and it's easier for them to be readily available for them. And then this is the time we've talked about all winter to be thinking about what we're going to do for this year. This is the time to start really planning it out. If you need to see like pictures of it, draw it out, go online, get some pictures of the different plants that are out there. Let's get those things figured out. Couple other things you can be doing. Say you had some of the bulbs left over. You left them in the garage. They overwintered. They went dormant. Let's get them potted into some pots. Let's get them into a warm area and start forcing some of those daffodils, some of those tulips, some of those hyacinths to start pushing. You should have started a little bit earlier to get them ready for Easter. Easter at the end of the month, right? We should have started a little bit earlier, but you can start them now and then have them for a little bit later. Check those bulbs. If the bulbs are still strong when you squeeze them and they're hard, perfect to be doing for this. Get some containers, mix them in, get them a couple inches below the soil, get them inside, get them warmed up, full sun, and start forcing some of that blossoms to happen. That new spring growth, those are things we want to start doing. We talked about this earlier, but starting some of your tomatoes, your peppers, even some eggplants, right? More of the plants that have a stem that will have the fruit coming off of them. So kind of think of it that way. Don't think of like a squash. Squashes are hard to transplant. Those are ones we like to do outdoors. Lettuces, those types of things. We could start those anytime during the season, but think more about the tomato type plants, so tomatoes, peppers, eggplants, to really start indoors at this point in time. But those are, a few things to be thinking about doing. Again, as the ground warms up, then we'll start to put the fertilizers down, your pre-emergent fertilizers. We wait right now till we start to see that first signal, that signal from Mother Nature that it is time to go, which is that forsythia. When they start to bloom, that's when we're going to start to be putting down that first batch of fertilizer, your pre-emergent, means the lawn is waking up, means the soil's warming up and getting ready to start producing for the year. Right now, with the soil temperatures above freezing, you can get a shovel in the ground. Let's think about getting a soil test. Let's get a soil test done. Let's get it done now and early so that we can be ahead of it. Because a lot of times with soil tests, it takes about 2 to 3 weeks for them to read and get all the information out from them. So let's try to do it early. Let's get it done as soon as possible. Now, I'm not going to get into all the details of what a soil test shows you. I think I've done that, a good amount of times. But what I want to get into is how to take the soil sample. And how it's not just that, it's not the soil from the surface. We're looking to get soil about a shovel's length deep. So however big your shovel is on the base, the round point, as deep as that shovel will go and, hit the top of the soil, we're looking for that soil from underneath. That's where we want to push our roots to. That's where we want to have the best reads from our soil. So I like to do, take an area, take the four corners and the center. That way I'm getting a good mix. So I'll get into the soil. I'll put it in like a 5-gallon bucket. And last year I had a recommendation from Daryl up in Vermont and said, hey, a lot of the soil is wet at this time of year. Get it in a 5-gallon bucket. Let it sit outside for 24 hours, in the sun if possible, to get some of that moisture out of the soil so that it can dry out a little bit. Because when we send this away, they want about a pound. But let's get a pound of actual soil versus a pound of, wet, soupy soil. So that's just some ideas. We get it sent out to where we need to go. Then it'll take about 2 to 3 weeks for them to really look at it, get you everything you need to do. Then you'll be on time to start with your lawn products of what you need to do for that process. Do we need to lime? Do we need to fix the soil a little bit? What do we need to do, right? So let's get ready for that. Let's get some of those soil tests taken care of and then get ready for the right products. Now, there's a number of them out there, but one that I'd like to just touch base on a little bit here, which is top of the line, is the ProTrust products. Now, ProTrust products manufactures some of the best lawn and garden fertilizers and weed control products on the planet. If you want an amazing looking lawn, there is no other fertilizer quite like TurfTrust. Its unique controlled release formulation provides your lawn with everything it needs and keeps feeding for up to 14 weeks. Yeah, 14 weeks. In fact, right now, ProTrust is running their annual TurfTrust Triple Play promotion. This promo combines their amazing TurfTrust fertilizer with their legendary broadleaf weed control and crabgrass controls. Save 10% and get free shipping when you order the TurfTrust Triple Play online at ProTrustProducts.com. Again, www.protrustproducts.com. Now, trust your lawn and garden to ProTrust products. Now, you heard that right, 14 weeks of feeding. You hear from everybody else, every 6 weeks, 4 to 6 weeks, or 6 to 8 weeks, you fertilize and do this. 14 weeks, 2.5 months. By 2.5 months, it's actually three and a half months. So I'm wrong there, but you get the point. That's a long, long time. That's a good amount of time that you're not going to have to pay attention to your lawn as much. Obviously, you'll look for some of the pests and things like that, but fertilization, it's going to go up to 14 months. So you can spend time on everything else, and you don't have to focus solely on the lawn. You can focus on that new garden. You can spend more time in the flower garden that you've done. Spend more time on the patio, just enjoying the area. You might have to mow more often because it's fertilizing and that slow release and getting it ready, and you're going to have a beautiful lawn, so you're going to mow a little bit more, but that's okay. I know a lot of people out there who would take that lawn mowing and say, all right, that's my happy time. That's my time to just get away from everything, put the headphones on, get the yard done, and enjoy. So, hey, might not be a bad thing, but definitely a good way to go and be thinking. Like I said, their website is protrustproducts.com. Go to their website. It'll take a little bit of time to get to you, right? But that's okay. We're looking to get started at the end of March. We're March 14th at this point. We got, 17 days left in the month. So we got plenty of time to get that in and get started for you. So definitely take a look and see what you can find. Now, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we got a little over 2 hours left in the show, so give us a call. We'll help you out with all of your gardening questions. I know a lot of us are just waking up out there. We had that spring forward today where we lost an hour. Today is one of the days where we only have 23 hours in the day. So we're definitely missing it. But give us a call, 855-660-4261. We'll be back.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the EV stocks boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot EV sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Here's just one example of what you can get with the information delivery system from Metals Industry Report. The electronic vehicles market could see a compounded annual growth rate of around 21.1% through 2026, turning into a multi-trillion dollar industry. Text TECH to 48542. For more info on the EV market and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with your free subscription to the Metals Industry Report. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word TECH to 48542. Text now to get your free subscription from Metals Industry Report. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Text the word TECH to 48542. Text TECH to 48542.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moisture annuals. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moisture annuals. The soil moisture annuals will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com, call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's H-E-A-R-T-D-R-O-P.com.
extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And good morning, everyone. It's, it feels like it should be earlier. This is the one day we get to use that excuse. Oh, wow, it just feels like it's earlier. It's one of my favorite excuses, you know. I used to love as a kid. Well, it feels like it should be 6 a.m., not 7 a.m. I digress. Anyways, we're talking lawn. We're talking garden. We're getting ready for spring 2021. We're 6 days away from spring and getting excited. What we should be doing, what we should be getting ready for. In the meantime, I do have a call on the line, so I'm going to get right into that. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Mark is in New Hampshire.
Mark, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
I got a question about, I've called before. I have basically it's like a pot garden, they're culverts that are buried in the ground, and they're a little bit bigger than a 5-gallon bucket, actually. My question is, what should I be doing with that soil that's in there? Should I be rotating it out of there, or can I just refertilize it?
Well, so what are you growing in there? Vegetables, that type of thing?
Tomatoes and squash, zucchini and summer squash.
Okay, so you know you've left the soil from the year before, right? That's what you've done in those containers.
Yeah.
So it's not necessarily
along
a bad
with
thing.
The plant.
Exactly. Perfect. So I wouldn't be ripping out that soil and you know putting new one in each year, because what you have in there is you have that root system still growing. Technically from last year, but the big thing that you have is all the microbes and all the fertilizers that you've used has developed that root system. So putting in new plants into those pots is definitely going to help pull through those, you know, and get them started the right way. One thing I'd think about doing is like a crop rotation. So instead of keeping the tomatoes in the same pot year after year, kind of mixing them up and going into a different area. It helps with the, you know, so any of the, like, insects that would specifically go towards, like, tomatoes or that type of thing won't always go in that same area. So I wouldn't necessarily be, like, removing all the soil, maybe adding some compost to the top of each of the containers. Not like a heavy compost, maybe like a lobster compost. Yeah, I'm not talking like inches of compost, maybe like an inch of compost. Kind of mix it in the best you can with your hands without really breaking up any of the roots underneath it, and then plant from there. I definitely think what you're doing is a great way to do it. Because we're keeping those nutrients from last year. You spend all that time fertilizing, you know, pushing the growth. You don't want to lose it all. You want to start the right way. So I wouldn't rip out the soil. I would only add if necessary, if needed. And then from there, plant right into that. I think that would be the perfect way forward. I definitely think you're more successful by keeping it that way.
Yeah, because, what I've been doing in the past is, I take the first inch or two of what was there out of there, then I'd replace it with that lobster compost.
Yep.
And that's about really all I had done to it. And last year I called in because my tomato plants just didn't seem to be growing.
Yep.
And you told me to use the Neptune's Harvest.
Yep.
Which I did. And the plants themselves didn't grow as well as they had in the past for me. I don't know if it's because I used a different grower that raised my plant that I bought them from. But the bottom 12, 14 inches of my tomato plants were like bare little twigs, you know, coming up. And then they did tend to flower out up towards the top, but
yep.
I didn't get the harvest that I normally got out of my old plants. And I don't know if that was because I switched to a different grower or...
It might also be the season. We had a lot of, we had a major drought, right? We had some crazy different temperatures, that type of thing. If you want, Mark, I can go more into it on the other side of the break. It's going to be a couple minutes. If you want to hang tight, great. If not, I'll go into it on the other side. So we'll be back in a few.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.